You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, thanks for hitting play. My name is Matt, and this is The Come Up, a podcast that holds space for honest conversations about the reality of being a growing artist. On this episode, I sit down with my dear friend, Danny Kornfeld, who, when we recorded this, had just opened the new Broadway musical, Harmony, which also happens to be his Broadway debut. Danny and I have known each other for almost 10 years, and he has always been someone who I feel really listens and hears people, and then speaks from the heart, thoughtfully. To have been, and to be, a companion and a witness to his journey professionally, and especially personally, it makes this whole moment all the more sweeter. As you'll soon hear, we were on our respective couches in New York, and I was in Philly, in our pajamas, gabbing about everything from perspective and nuance to curiosity and billboards. When we kick off, I was asking Danny about his experience on the national tour of Rent and what we call calling out, which is the equivalent of calling in sick to work in theater speak. I cannot wait for you to hear Danny, and I am so humbled and grateful to be able to share this special conversation with you. So without further ado, here is my dear friend, Danny Kornfeld.
Did you call out like when you were on tour in Rent? Like, have you called out before in like a professional setting?
Twice on tour out of like 272 shows. And that's like my biggest regret is like, why did I not do it more?
Why didn't you call out more?
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? Like,
it's terrifying too.
I know. In 2023, though, it's like even now when we're like, you know, health first, body first, mind first, take care of yourself. The show must not go on. Like there's still a stigma around, even if it's just internal, like around saying like, hey, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Hey, I need a break.
I mean, it doesn't. I think it's a lot, like we put a lot of that on ourselves because like, sure, stage management is very, very accepting, but it's like, it's, and especially, I think we'll continue to like get better at it as we go on. But like, there is that fear of like, at least this is what I was experiencing. He's like, oh God, are people going to love doing the show more with this other person than with myself?
What is that? Why do we have that? What is that thing? Like, it's, oh my God, that piece is wild. And also like, am I letting people down?
And we then know like all the different intricacies in which like everyone else's job is affected. Everyone has to get there early. Different costumes have to be pulled. And so it just like, it feels like you're being such a nuisance for people.
Such a weird part of the job that I did not anticipate or didn't know about. And I'm sure the context of, yeah. I guess I should ask, like, is the context of doing it in New York, like, does that create an added pressure for you? Did that create an added pressure for you?
I think so. And when the job feels like I don't feel secure in how long we're going to run yet. Like,
right. Yeah.
And so right. Like to feel like I'm missing any opportunity to like be on that stage, I think does like add to my mind. Like I've waited so long for this to happen to like not get to like savor every single morsel of it is something. It's unrealistic to feel that way, but.
Are you savoring every single morsel of it? Like, are you pinching yourself every single day when you're going to the theater?
Yes and no. I think.
Yeah.
I've like had this interesting experience of it really hitting me at moments and it really not. And I think that's important because I feel like if every day I was feeling like, oh my God, I wouldn't be able to show up and do the job.
Absolutely.
And I like, for better or for worse, like the ways in which that we like so quickly normalize what's happening to us,
yeah,
is in some ways really useful. And then in some ways, like takes some of the excitement out of things. But I do. I like every day I walk into that theater and like I pass by like my face on the fucking marquee. Like that doesn't get old of like seeing seeing myself up there. And like, they just added a billboard in Times Square. And
oh
my
God.
Little dancing dinosaur gremlin face is gracing the streets in the TKTS building.
I mean, listen, even like, I know like Mendez and Groff were on Colbert or something, and they were saying that like, it's hard to believe when they see their faces on the marquee. It's even hard for them to believe. And these are people who've been doing this, you know, been on Broadway for 10 plus years. I think there's something so interesting to me about the novelty and the sparkle and the glitter. And I mean, certainly you've had super professional experiences. And even though Rent was not equity, I imagine that was still like a really pro job, just in the sense that you were doing it with the set, and it was an anniversary tour, like it just was a thing. So I'm just always so fascinated by how we like learned, like you said, like learn to normalize, learn to accept, but also feel the, not weight, but the responsibility, or the, you know, that dream come true, quote unquote, in small and big ways, you know?
And I think that's been like one of the biggest surprises, is like I always anticipated like Broadway feeling different, because I think so much of the perception of it is from everyone outside of it. I always thought I would be stepping into something completely new, and I would be nervous because I wouldn't know any of the people, and I wouldn't know the building I was in, and it would all just feel like something that wasn't quite a part of me. But, and I'm sure there's instances in which that would be the case, but because the show was built downtown, it's with many of the same people. I'm surrounded by this family that like I've been with it from the beginning. It's just like, it's a continuation.
It's already familial, exactly.
And I think that gives me such a sense of safety and security in it all, because I'm like surrounded by such familiarity. And it just happens to be on a bigger stage now. People are paying a little bit more money to see it, and we're getting paid just a little bit more.
Yeah, wow, that's so interesting that like that familial piece of it, and having been with the project and having done it before, and then making that transition with that group of people in a way, it kind of like eases that transition. It kind of like it makes it that much easier, or at least it feels like, I guess the word you use was safe. Like it feels like a safe space because you're alongside people that you know and that you've come to know, and they're your friends and family now, basically, because you have personal relationships with all of them.
Again, like it always felt like I was going to be stepping into something that seems so new and kind of like otherworldly, out of body. And I think the thing that has been most surprising, in like at least this time around, is really that sense of, It's felt safe, and it's felt familiar. But then I think the big thing is like the validation of it has been something that, like, for better or for worse, like I've really needed for myself. Like, wow. I wish this wasn't the case, but I would be lying if I were to say that it was anything but like I have gone throughout my career thus far of like needing those markers that say keep going. And whether it was this particular type of job working with this specific person, just something that says like you are on the right path. And right now, Broadway is the biggest confidence boost I've ever received in terms of being a performer. And I like, there's aspects of that that I think are really lovely. And then I'm also like, Danny, why do you need that kind of validation in order to feel that way? But I just like, I, Broadway has given me a confidence in myself to be like, oh, like a $20 million musical will put their support and trust in your artistry and your point of view as an artist, which feels very good.
I think that's so well said, and I'm so grateful that you shared that and your truth about that, because I feel totally similarly. And I think something that I've been experiencing is over the last, really the last like year especially, is first a recognition of not my own validation seeking, or what's the word I'm looking for? Like, not fear, just questioning, you know, because I think we're conditioned, or I should say, like, it's hard sometimes to believe that you are at a certain level, right? And like, or I guess when you don't have evidence, it's hard to know where you stand, you know, it's hard to know where you fall in terms of like, what are the jobs that I'm capable of booking? Who are the people that I'm capable of working with? What is the level that I'm at? Where am I at in terms of my skill and ability? I felt this way when I was auditioning for colleges. Like, I didn't know, I had not gone to a pre-college audition program. Like, I had no idea when I was auditioning for colleges, like, if I was any good. I knew I was good in Northbrook, Illinois, and I knew that I was good for my high school, but I didn't know in terms of like just the general world at large, if my skill and ability and my talent and who I am was worthy of X, Y, or Z. And then I'm finding, and it sounds like you're finding too, like when those sort of markers happen, I feel like relieved. I'm like, oh, okay, great. Now I know.
I'm not crazy for pursuing this. I don't have this like disillusioned version of like who I believe myself to be.
That's right. Like it feels like more than validation. It feels like I don't know what the word is, but it's
a trust, a seenness.
Oh, that's interesting. I like trust. I think that's, yeah, like a trust in your own ability and your own skills to be like, and ultimately, oh, this is interesting. And I'm wondering if you feel this way. Like, ultimately, you're proving to yourself every night, maybe, that you're capable. That like,
yeah.
I feel like even if whatever happened last night, like every night is a reaffirmation for me of like, okay, yeah, I can do this. Oh, yeah, I can do this. Oh, yeah, I'm in the right place. Oh, yeah, I'm meant to be. I mean, like, listen, Danny, you're playing scenes opposite Sierra Boggess. Like, that's nothing to, like, you know, pick your nose up at. And that's, you know, for real. Like, that's who you're playing opposite, which is, even if it's subconscious, like, that tells you, like, you have the ability and the skill and the talent to be playing opposite somebody who is very skilled and very talented. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the, it's like, I wish that I was the type of person who had 150% belief in everything that I did and like didn't need any kind of external validation or reminders to like continue to trust in myself. But I'm just not. Like, I think it's one of the special things about me. I think it's like what keeps me going, it keeps me questioning, it keeps me humble, it keeps me grounded. But I would be lying to say that I didn't need it. I definitely do.
I don't think that's, I mean, I think you're very special and unique, but I don't think that's special and unique. I feel like that's something that a lot of us share. Yeah, and also, you know, I guess the question is then, like, do you feel like, You haven't auditioned since you got this job, I'm imagining. You haven't been seeking out new opportunities in the middle of this one. But I guess I'm curious, you know, because you, after you do something like Rent or you do like this off Broadway and you're auditioning for other things, and you've done other really amazing things. I mean, Renaissance is like that was bomb. Like, when you do a job like that, do you find that the next time you go in a room, you feel like you have a little bit more, like weight in your boots? You feel a little bit more like, okay, I am confident in my ability and my skill here enough to know, like, I can go in the room and like, I'm okay. I'm good to be here. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be right now. Do you know what I'm
saying? Absolutely. I feel like I think that there's a certain, at least for myself, there's a certain period of time where you can really carry that like momentum and that wind under your sails.
And momentum is good. Yeah.
You reach a threshold and like whether or not you see the positive effects of it right away, then it's great. But then if some time goes by, then I feel like it's like everything goes out the window and
that's right.
Nope. I guess I was
crazy.
Wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Not
right,
talented
exactly.
anymore. Did that job even happen? No.
You know, what's wild is I was talking to Brightman about this and Brightman was like, it's one of the only industries in which like you do a job. And for in his instance, like he was nominated for 2 Tony Awards. Like it was like the industry was like, you're great. Like keep going. And then he's like, and then I had to go back in the room and prove that I'm still good. Like right. I have to go back in the room and be like, yeah. Like I was good when I did that, but I'm still good. I still got it. Like that's such an odd part of what we do that we have to continue to prove ourselves, and not even to other people, but to ourselves.
Just to ourselves. Absolutely.
You know,
to ourselves.
It's such a wild, wild piece of this insane, insane industry. Like it's so crazy.
But I would like to believe, and I think it will ring true. It's like, I see myself differently now. And it's even more, it's not even the Broadway fact, but like, especially in this role, I'm playing a man for the first time. And
Ooh. And
that has been a huge change for me. Like I remember when the initial audition came in and it was like, he's a man. He's in love with this character, Mary. I'm like, well, I'm not a man and I'm gay. So like, no, this isn't right.
mm-hmm.
But I think that has been one of the biggest shifts for me from off Broadway to Broadway. It's just like really stepping into my age now. I've always wanted to try to play younger than I think I actually am. And now I just feel very much, I feel my age and I feel like an adult. I really feel like an adult.
You feel like a man to me now. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we were boys. Like, I feel like when we like first moved to the city and we were all getting to know each other, like it was very much like, even you and Sam, like it was very, you guys knew each other as boys. And now we're turning into men and
real live adults.
And I guess that's the thing I'm feeling is that it's like, not only am I feeling the adultness of just my day-to-day existence or our day-to-day existence, but also I feel that on the professional side too, it feels like both are true and that like, oh, I'm able to show up for this job in a way that I probably couldn't have when I was 25. And in my day-to-day life, I feel, and I am witnessing you, and I don't know if you feel this way, like you're showing up to your life in a way that's more mature. I guess that's the word, but like you know what I mean? Like you're taking on your life and all of the things that are coming in and moving through in a way that is adult. You know what I mean? We're not kids anymore. I mean, we are kids still, I guess. We're in our, like, 30s is not that old. But we're dealing with, like, adult situations and adult things in our lives. And to be handling, like, adults is kind of wild.
Do you think, like, how, is there, like, a qualifier of, like, what you think that it, like, what's the shift in like dealing with things as adults?
I think a big part of it is speaking the truth.
Yes, is that I was going to say that as well. Of like,
you know what I'm saying?
Recognizing that like things are, I think acknowledging that things are not going to be perfect, and like it, that, like the more that you can say that you don't have things figured out, the more I think you do have things figured out.
There you go. And I think it's an acknowledgement of an acknowledgement and an acceptance of your own feelings. I think that is more adult, mm-hmm. to be like, oh, this is how I'm feeling right now, and I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to push it away. I'm going to accept that this is where I'm at today. And like, even you saying like, hey, this job is really validating for me. Like, to me, that's adult, to be like, this is my truth. I'm not going to fucking bullshit about it and be like, no, it's when I'm just so, no, like, it's very adult to be like, no, this is what it feels like to me right now. And I think piggybacking on that, it's an acknowledgement and an acceptance and a wider perspective of the nuance of everything.
Yeah.
Of not just the industry. I'm talking about like life in general, about we're starting to recognize the nuance in relationship, in politics, in our bodies. Like it's all those things where you start to go like, oh, this is not as black and white as I necessarily thought it was, or I'm just now more informed about the world in a way that maybe I wasn't before. And now I can acknowledge that like things are just more complicated than I perceived them to be when I was 24. And that's the world and also my feelings. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. it's a perspective shift.
Totally. I mean, there's nothing more interesting than nuance. I think that's exactly it. It's like the seeing things for all their different angles, I think it's like what makes life interesting.
I mean, obviously right now you're in the holiday thick of things, but like, are you figuring out your life balance? Are you finding like that you're able to like have, I know it's, you're very much in the beginning. This is very much like the early stages, I know.
Yeah, not yet. Like,
yeah,
I feel like since the pandemic, our social circles, like it did a lot of the filtering out of like, okay, here are the core people that you like talk to and see on the regular basis. And everyone else, like the once every few months friends, like kind of, I mean, they're still your friends, obviously, but like,
yeah.
I really think that like separation was exemplified. And so now I feel like being in a show 6 days a week like makes that circle tightened down even more.
Uh-huh. Totally. Totally. Mm.
And at least for right now, and that's okay. And like what's so lovely about my support system and my chosen family here is like everyone gets it. They're like, we know that you are doing you right now in terms of like needing to like just focus on the show. And I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I'm the type of person who is like, if I don't have that kind of balance, I won't be happy in whatever it is I'm doing. Like,
you know that about yourself.
Never someone who, yeah, it's like, I can't, my whole life can't just be Harmony and Broadway. My whole life can't just be being a New York City socialite. Like, I really need balance in that. And that's one of the things I like. I love my life in New York City so, so much. And that's my life when I am working and when it's my life when I am not working.
That is the tea. Like, to me, that is the hack of all hacks. That is the secret to success. That is truly everything. Is if you can build a life that you love, like you just said, that you like, I love my life in New York City, then everything else is like whipped cream on top. And
yeah,
the job is wonderful,
and you have,
but it's like an addition to.
It's not the, no,
right.
It's not the necessity for my happiness, at least.
Is that has like, that changed?
Not really. Like I've always felt that way. I think as I get older, it becomes more and more strong in me, and I'm less willing to do things that I just have no interest in doing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But that really has always been the case. Is like the thing that I have often said to myself, especially when it comes to work, is would I be happier in my apartment with my friends, scraping by, figuring out how to make money, or be in the middle of wherever doing whatever show it is? And that's the balance. It's like, and sometimes the answer is I would be very happy doing this show here, or I would be much rather like twiddling my thumbs,
hanging out with my friends, watching Drag Race,
cat sitting for a woman in Union Square, and being happy doing that.
But you've always had that.
Yeah, I really have.
That's beautiful. And I think, and again, like that's my biggest piece of advice that I give to literally everybody, is that like you gotta, if you're gonna come here or come to New York, like you gotta build a life that you like, because yeah. And I think a big part of that is because you had this core group from school that was so, I mean, you guys were so strong in your community to one another, and I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, like you guys just had a lot of fun being together. Like,
yeah.
You guys really enjoy being together. You have a lot of fun when you're together in a way that, like, again, I think that contrast is so powerful to say, like, hey, would I enjoy being in the middle of nowhere doing this show more than I would like just hanging out with my friends in my apartment, and actually looking at that in some kind of real nuanced kind of way is super I think that's like I really do think that's like the trick of the trade.
And that's like, I don't want to, because like, again, of course, like you have to make money at some points, but I do think like if I'm going to be making $500 a week,
that's right,
not in New York City, I would much rather be trying to make it here. And I don't know.
Yeah.
You
but sometimes it. It's, listen, but sometimes it's a show you really want to do, or sometimes it's
exactly.
A person
it
you really want to work
on,
with.
It's all those nuances that go into, that make the factors into the decision that you make.
But obviously yeah. This is a show that you, I imagine when you first heard about it or saw the breakdown or got the appointment, you were excited about it because it was Barry Manilow, X, Y, or Z. But I'm curious about, yeah, I guess I'm curious, like, what was the initial draw for you versus like what has been the most, what's been satisfying, what's been eye-opening, how has it affected you in ways that you may not have expected?
Yeah. I mean, when I saw that it was a Jewish story, immediately my ears perk up, being like, oh, okay, well, this is something you're right for.
Really, from the very beginning, yeah. Though? From the yeah. very beginning?
Yeah, from the beginning. And having known of the piece from the Alliance production, because Syracuse friends were in there.
Yes, yes.
I knew that this was something of true, true merit, and to really like put some real focus into. And then once I saw that there was a commercial producer attached to it, I was like, okay, they have real hopes and intent of making this, of trying to make this
yeah.
happen. And then I saw that Warren Carlyle was directing and choreographing it, which made me be like, well, you can't dance.
I don't know.
Oh my God, isn't that wild? What a wild thing that happens. All of a sudden you see someone's name and you're like, well, it's not going to be me.
Well, yeah, but I Warren Carlyle, I've seen what he does. Very different than what I do. I don't think we'll ever work together. And then also the fact that this park was a straight male. I specifically remember I was in Utah at the time with my boyfriend at the time. And I was like, I don't think this is me. And he was like, no, it's like, I absolutely see it. Like a young, hot rabbi, like, it's you, it's you. I was like, okay. But I think that's been the biggest surprise is really like working with someone like Warren. He has this incredible ability to pull out of you more than you've ever thought for yourself.
What a gift.
Like he makes you want to show up and work so fucking hard. And he also has this incredible way of, especially the movement in this show. I imagine it must be different when it's something like Music Man, where he's choreographing a true dance number. But he has this ability to make you feel like all the movement has come from you and really your ideas. So like never before did I ever think that I was going to be dancing on a Broadway stage and not have to be like going over the choreography in my head every single time beforehand. But like this is, it just like, it lives in me so, so deep that I just like, I'm not thinking about what I'm doing at all. And it's such a surprising and empowering feeling to feel that way. But I gotta say, like, honestly, like we do What the Float, the Silent Discos before together. Like doing stuff like that has taught me to like live so freely in my body than I ever have before. And like I think that's I would never consider myself a good dancer, but like I'm a good dancer in this show because I think what I'm good at is just like living so fully in this body.
I think that's so well said, and I love the tie back to Float because I think you're so right that like there's not a confidence, but maybe a freedom that comes from
freedom,
doing something like that.
An expansion.
Where you're like, oh, I can exist in my body in a way that feels good when I'm moving. Whereas for me, like in college, like dancing didn't necessarily feel good. It was like really hard. And for it to feel
good. And it felt very precise and kind of formulaic in a way.
Yes. And then to have choreography put on you and for it to still feel like organic and to feel like you trust yourself. And that's not to say it's not hard work, but like to say like, oh no, I'm capable of this. That's a wild, I'm having that experience now. Like that's a wild experience to have, to be like, oh my God, can't believe that I'm doing that in times. Like if you would have told 20-year-old me that I was like, no fucking way. I'm not even going in for that dance call. No shot.
If you told my dance teachers from college,
that's fucking
actually
right.
One would be like, no, I could see it for you. But then everyone else would be like, no, you have crooked bent legs. You walk turned out all the time like a little duck. You have bent arms. Like, no, 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 no.
You're a little gremlin, Danny. That's
such
that's
a gremlin.
That's your vibe. Such like a little gremlin. talk to me about the are you somebody who have you always identified? I know obviously you've always identified as Jewish, but I'm wondering in terms of like what your personal connection to Judaism has been and how it's changed or shifted with the show.
That's a great question.
I mean, you were bar mitzvahed.
Yeah, I was bar mitzvahed. My mom was president of our synagogue.
Oh, okay. So you were involved.
Yeah.
Family was involved.
Yeah. And one of the things, I moved to Michigan when I was 4. And I was born in Philadelphia. And so my whole extended family is and was on the East Coast. So my mom really needed for us to find family in Michigan. And so part of that was becoming really active in synagogue and to like establish that chosen family of sense. So my relationship to Judaism itself is really more of a cultural, it's more about connection, it's more community than this. I don't find my sense of spirituality through it. I find that in other ways. But I think this show has really made me embrace it and love it even deeper and to become a little more interested in the actual religion of it all. Because my character, he was training to become a rabbi before the pogroms in Poland. So just having an understanding of that all. But then also I had a friend recommend to me, it's a book called Jews Don't Count. I read this a few years ago now, and I feel like especially with what's going on in the world, it's even more of a necessity for everyone to read. But I just feel so grateful for the representation aspect of them actually casting Jewish people to be playing Jewish parts. It makes me proud to be Jewish right now, to be getting to tell this story.
Yeah, it's a really, I found, and I'm curious to hear, like, if you're, it sounds like this is what's happening for you, is it's a really lucky, maybe is the wrong word, blessed maybe is a closer word. It's a blessing to be able to step into a part or a human experience of someone at a time that is aligned with like your own personal like journey. Like it's really it's a quite a gift to be able to unearth a part of your own identity through a character. Because I think a lot of times, not that this is wrong or better or worse, you just get to play a role that's a role and it's fun and you get to kind of do it. And certainly you learn something about yourself, of course, but there are times when there are parts that meet you at a time and a place and open up parts of yourself to yourself that you didn't really even know were closed off or you didn't even know could be expanded upon. And to feel more deeply into a part of yourself through a character, I just think is a really cool, unique experience that we get to have as actors. I don't think that people in the outside world really necessarily get to do that. That like we get to expand our own identity through a person, basically.
That's so right. And that's one of my favorite things about what we do is like we're continuing getting to learn. We get to learn about the world, and by way, we learn more and more about ourselves. I feel so lucky to like to get to be so curious in that way, like continually curious. Like I think curiosity is one of my favorite qualities in a human and within myself. And like, there is nothing more activating of curiosity than like getting to step into a role, and especially one that like feels close to you, but like you're still trying to parse where you and the character meet. I don't know.
I love curiosity. I think right now I feel like the two things I'm trying, I don't know the word, it's too early. The two things I'm leaning into are curiosity and awe. Like those are the two qualities that I'm like really leaning heavily into and enjoying the feeling of curiosity and the feeling of awe and what that inspires. And it ties back to what we were talking about before about like expanding your own perspective and seeing nuance. It's like that to me is born out of curiosity, is a willingness to like open up your mind and your heart and be like, oh, maybe I don't know as much about this thing as I thought I did. Like, I want to learn more. I'm curious. Like, I'm hungry to have an experience that's going to like shift me in some way, or I'm going to learn something new. Especially, and I don't know if this is true for you, like, especially doing a show 8 times a freaking week. You gotta be curious because otherwise it's like you're a fucking robot. Like, I have to be curious every night. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my mind.
I was upstate for a friend's birthday, and it was a big dinner group. And someone asked the question, like, what are your 3 pillars as a human? And mine were, it was playfulness, it was comfort, and it was curiosity.
That's so right, Danny. That's so you. Right? That's so you. That is so you. Oh my God, I love, oh my God, I did not expect comfort, but that's exactly right. Look at you, like comfy little cozy on your little couch.
But that's the thing, it's like, so you know that I went through a breakup. And so one of like the biggest stressors in my, like in the breakup was like deciding on a new couch that I was going to have to buy.
Yes.
And so at first I was like, okay, I want something sexy and cool and expensive. And so I bought this fucking thousands of dollar couch from Design Within Reach.
It comes. Whose reach? Not my reach. Not the
Design not, Within not reach. My reach.
Not mine, honey.
And this fucking couch comes, and it is truly the least comfortable thing I have ever sat on. And like, I even went to the store 4 times to sit on it. So it wasn't like it was completely blind.
It'll be great.
That's the thing. I just like, I needed it. I needed it to work.
It'll work.
And so it comes. It's truly the worst thing in the world. And I knew I was going to resent it every single goddamn day of my life. And so I like returned it. I lost like $500 for the restocking fee and ended up buying a couch from Macy's that is so comfortable, and I'm so happy now.
Honey, we got that IKEA couch, and it is a winner, baby.
There's something like I just like when people come over to my space and when I'm living within my space, it's like, I need it to feel cozy. I need it to feel comfortable. I don't want to be concerned that like you're going to spill coffee or red wine on it. I want you to be at ease. I want to be at ease.
You want to feel like you can live in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to be livable.
I'm so happy that we got to talk at this moment too.
Yeah.
Because this is a very particular moment in this like trajectory of whatever this thing is going to be. that you're open, you just finished a holiday week, you're just getting into the groove of the thing. Like you said, you don't know what the longevity of this thing is. It will be told. But whatever it is, you are having a fun, fulfilling, life-affirming, whole experience. Which to me, that's all a win. Like that's just all that's you're winning.
Thanks, baby.
You're winning. You're a winner, baby.
You're a winner, baby.
You know what I mean? You're a winner, baby.
It really feels like that right now, though. It really does. I just like, good. I love what life has given me right now. So, and I love people like you who I have in my life to continue to reflect it back for
me. Oh, bitch, you know me. I'm going to be I'm a reflector. That's my, I'm a mirror girl. I'm going to be, look at you. Always, girl. I'm like, these people, it's so funny. Like, I'm learning, because I'm with this new group of people. Like, I'm in this new group of people, and we're living on the road together, as I know you know, like, what that's like. And they're starting to, like, come into the understanding of like what, like how sentimental and how emotional and how like self-aware and how like deep I am. and it was a slow burn, but we're getting there, and it's so, yeah, I said something the other day, and someone was like, yeah, of course I know that about you. And I was like, you do? I was like, you already know
you
that, that's the kind of person I am. So it's always affirming for me to hear that from you, a true friend of mine, to be like, I like that this is what we do when we're together.
Not surprising at all. I was thinking about that before this morning, of just like, you and I, like when we are at like a party together, if there's not going to be an actual opportunity for us to like actually sit down and have a conversation, it's always just like, love you so much, good to see you. And then when we have our real opportunities to like, to go deep, to shoot
because
the
I can't do the in between.
No,
I've done enough
no.
schmoozing and boozing
no.
for
no.
10 lifetimes. Okay. I don't need to schmooze and booze anymore. I'm done with the small talk. Either
why this podcast is not called Schmoozing and Boozing.
There's a real
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.